Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/IDon'tWorkHereLady. Our first post of this episode comes from Catatonicus and it's titled Just Now at Walmart. So I was sewing new cushions for my RV dining benches when I realized I was a bit short on material. I quickly ran to the nearest Wally World. I went to the fabric station, found my fabric, but there was no employee to cut the fabric and price it. I hit the button. I waited, and waited. I hit the button again, several times. After literally 20 minutes, I started to roll out my fabric so that when she showed up it was ready for cutting and would expedite this process. Yet still no one came. So I stood there when two ladies come up to the table with bolts of fabric. "Hi, can you get these really quick? We are in a hurry," they told me. I looked at them and said, "No honey, I don't work here." "Well, you certainly look offical," they replied. I looked down at my outfit. I was wearing patterned leggings and a pro marijuana t-shirt. And a mask that has a Russian word that means cunt. I started laughing and they got mad. Threatened to call a manager. I was about to tell him to hurry up and call cause I was still waiting, but just then the worker showed up. The next post from Ributron is titled Short, but Hilarious. The scene, sitting at the bar I worked at, witnessing the beauty the cast, manager, M, bartender, B, angry drunk asshole, A, B, sorry man, you're cut off at, do you know WHOIAM? I'm friends with M and I'll get you fired. B. Turns to M, sitting two stools away. Hey M, you know this guy? M. Never seen him in my fucking life entire bar. B-A-H-A-H-A-H-A. The next post from Specialist Leg is titled I was asked for a beer on my gym clothes. Dot. A very funny I don't work here lady. Hello everyone, big fan of the sub, so let's jump to my very funny story. So I haven't gone out since the start of the pandemic until today. But at first I didn't have any plans of going out. It happened to be workout day for me and we're sending off a friend who is going to study abroad. I get ready for the gym, leggings and sports bra, and I go to the closet go grab a t-shirt to put on top. The first one I grab is from this artisan beer place called La Rana Dorada. I'm on the Republic of Panama. So we work out and suddenly we are all invited to dine together and have a drink, so I jump at the chance. Haven't gone out since March 11th, 2020, and to my luck we happen to go to this other artisan beer place called Central. Well guys, you may guess what happened. At some point I was walking out from the restroom back to my table and this very tipsy lady on a booth proceeded to ring me over to ask, "Can you bring me an IPA?" I look at her and half laughing half apologetic show her from my CrossFit shoes and leggings to the huge logo from the other franchise on my shirt and with all the pleasure in the world say, "I don't work here lady." She quickly realized her mistake despite her tipsiness, and I had an amazing story to share back at my table. The next post from Ziggy the First is titled What About My Outfit Screams, Big Box Store Employee. It finally happened to me guys. So I do Kudo, which is traditional Japanese longbow archery. On my way to practice I decided to stop by a big box store and grab some snacks and water for the group. For those unfamiliar with Kudo, practitioners wear a hakama while practicing. Google it and you will see why there is no way this outfit can be mistaken for anything close to a big box store uniform. As I am ringing myself up at the self-checkout, a woman comes up to me and starts saying, "Where are the children's masks?" I look at her and say, "I don't know," before turning back to my own items to ring up. She then taps me on the shoulder again and says, "I need you to go find me some masks for children," at which point I look her dead in the eye and say, "I don't work here lady." Confused woman proceeds to go, "What do you mean? I mean I do not work here." At this point I'm done ringing myself up and I walk away, and the woman is left confused at the self-checkout. The next post from Rylock28 is titled Right Industry, Wrong State. Dot. So I brew beer by trade, and had just come back on a trip from Washington for hop selection, so I was wearing some merch from some of the local breweries out that way and I am now spending a long weekend up in Maine with my girlfriend and our friends for her birthday, and we stopped at one of the many amazing breweries in Portland. I had just walked out of the bathroom and was headed back to my table. I squeezed in between some people who were checking out the shirts when I hear, "Are there any more of these in the back?" I didn't hear an answer so I glanced back and saw one of the guys was looking at me. "Oh, I don't work here." Was met with a very incredulous stare, but I just kept it moving. "Sorry bud, but if you want to drive 350 miles south I'd be happy to help you next time." The next post from DJ Ent Kittens is titled I don't work at Primark sorry. So today I was called into work at 1:30 to 6 o'clock on one of my days off, I was half awake, half asleep, so thought my assistant manager said 1 o'clock. Anyway, I was rushing into Primark, which is on the way to Hot Topic where I work, and a lady stopped me asking me where the fitting rooms were. I'm not even wearing the standard Primark uniform that says I heart Primark, and my lanyard has buttons all over it, which nobody at Primark is doing, plus I'm carrying my bag around. I wanted to be nice and tell her where the fitting rooms are, but I was in such a rush to get to work that I told her I don't work there and ended it at that. Luckily, the woman apologized and said she just saw my lanyard and assumed I worked there. The next post from Vagabond 180 is titled "I'm not an assistant principal, I'm a college student." Alright, Reddit, here goes a short one with the context. So I am currently in college for a degree. I would rather not name drop as it's not important to the story. I also have a little sister who is in her freshman year as a band kid, and I help with the band as a band booster, because why not? So one thing is that the band boosters help out a lot with the band, including refilling water bottles, helping with plumes, and help pass out snacks. This context is needed for the story. I was standing near a cart that had the water cooler for the band, with a bunch of the snacks in boxes on the top of it. I was standing there because someone needed to watch the snacks, as people thought we were selling the snacks at the stadium. It wasn't until someone confused me for Mr. Brown, not his real name but a fake one. I got confused and nodded no, but he thanked me anyway, as clearly I wasn't him. It wasn't until where the actual Mr. Brown, who was at the game to help control the rowdy high school kids, which is not a shocker, and my mom pointing out that I totally looked like a teacher, and kinda sounded like it because of my deep voice. Basically fooled people thinking I was a teacher or Mr. Brown, something that hit me much later than expected. Other things to note: I'm in my early 20s and a 6'2 somewhat stocky black dude with normal length hair and glasses. Which, wearing a mask, a black one more specifically, could have fooled anyone. Edit. While though mentioning the degree wasn't relevant to the story, I'm not going to reveal what it is, or where I am in my college career. This story was recounted from my POV, and you could see that in my wording. Wow, this post blew up. The next post from MusesX9 is titled "Customers Christmas Miracles." Posted in "Tales from the Customers" and told to repost here. This happened a couple of years ago. We were traveling from Tennessee to Florida a couple of days after New Year's Eve. We had stopped in Georgia because it had been snowing heavily and it was taking longer than usual to drive through. We were praying as we drove through the turnpike. I am not religious, because everyone was sliding through and there were too many close calls to take a breath. It was so bad that we decided to stop at the Denny's, connected to a hotel, that had a Cracker Barrel next door. We walked in and found out that although they did have electricity, a lot of businesses throughout the way had lost theirs. No one except for one cook, not the main one, the manager and the waitress were on shift as they couldn't leave due to the icy and snowy conditions. There were about 20 of us in total in the restaurant. Everyone was hungry and hunkering down for what would be a few hours perhaps. We were told by the manager that there really wasn't much they could do for us. At this point, a guy from the military volunteered to help put in basic breakfast orders. He had been a chef, others would help in the kitchen or outside. Although the manager could not have anyone in the kitchen, health code violations, the actual staff took over in the kitchen, while we took basic orders and helped feed each other. Never forgot that day. It was very sweet. The next post from Second Critical is titled "Customer Waiting on Employees to Stop Gossiping Seeks Other Customer for Help." Dot. I was at a store checking the prices of some clearance clothes at a scanner. I had literally just begun, only scanned one item and had a stack more. This elderly lady came up behind me and softly said, "Excuse me." I whipped around with a wide-eyed, "Yes." Because I have an issue with being touched. She had not touched me, I'm just hyper-aware and didn't want to allow a chance. She asked if I could help her get a shirt down. I immediately thought of Yal. I said, "Sure, I can try. I'm not taller than you by much." I was confused if she thought I worked there. I was dressed like I could possibly be an employee, but I had been scanning a buggy full of clothes when she approached me, and typically the older folks know what that means, haha. As we were walking to where she had pointed, she said there were poles with hooks against the wall for getting down the clothes that were higher up. I thought, okay, maybe she doesn't want to because she has a bad back and just can bend that way. She said she had been waiting forever for somebody for a long time. When we arrived, she pointed at the shirt and then the hook, and I suggested maybe I could try getting the shirt without the hook first. I really try not to get stared down by the real employees for anxiety purposes. I asked what size she wanted down, she said large and reached to try to look through the tags. I hurried to find the large and got it down from my tiptoes so she wouldn't strain reaching or feeling the need to go out of her way find it for me first. As I handed her the shirt, I saw that her right arm was in a large blue cast from her knuckles to upper arm. She had a broken arm. Sad face. I asked if she wanted any of the other colors while I was there, and she declined, but we had a short pleasant conversation about our clothing styles both being about comfort over fashion. Basically just not skin tight. Then we went on our merry separate ways. I realized only just now while typing this that I had left my personal bag in the buggy under the clothes at the scanner. Facepalm, that was dumb of me, but I acted before I thought. I try to be kind to kind people, and my consistency keeps me alive. So, the irate part of this story of helping a shopper in a store I don't work at is that as I walked with the elderly lady over to the shirt, I saw two actual employees gossiping to each other, having a good old time within earshot. As I walked back to my buggy, the three of us made eye contact. They had been watching me and the elderly lady. And they were sneering at me as I was the one who had been watching them not doing my job. I just gave them a dead-eyed look of, "I just did your job and you sicken me," and did not break eye contact until both of them did. They promptly separated and began to tidy shelves and racks nearby when they saw I did not go far, and started scanning my stuff in their vicinity. Sorry for any typos. I will not be correcting any if there are any this day. TLDR. Helped elderly with broken arm get thing down while employees gossip, then made me out to be a bad guy somehow. The next post from Rude Journalist 3214 is titled "Not Very Spectacular But." It's a small story. This happened a while ago and thought I would post it as a small break from the Karens. So I was in the local small supermarket, which also had some home improvement items and other such things. I was there just picking up some plumber's epoxy, cause I love that stuff if I want things to stay where I put them. A little old lady came up to me and asked me a question about gluing something, like a mounted coat rack, together, and I told her if you want it to stay where you glue it forever, I recommend epoxy, but it may need to be sanded and painted for something like that. I asked how much weight it would need to hold, and she told me, can't remember how much, but I suggested the epoxy and to just sand it and paint it. I asked her if there was someone that could help her do that, and she said her nephew could help her with that. My wife at the time was getting irritated with me because she was waiting on me to finish grocery shopping. She was a bitch anyway. The lady then asked me a question about how to fix something. I think it was the float in her toilet. I asked many questions about what the problem was and determined that she just needed a new flapper, kept running when it was closed. So I walked her over and got the part she needed. Keep in mind that her nephew was going to help her with all of this, as she said to me. Then the lady was happy with my help and asked me to help her get some dog food into her cart. It was then that I realized that I'm wearing some of the same colors as the people who worked there, except I was wearing jeans. Since she was very nice to me, I said, sure. My ex-wife becoming more irritated. After I helped her with the dog food, I asked her if she needed help lifting anything else. She said no and went to check out. About 30 minutes later, we were done shopping and checked out. As we were walking out to the car, I noticed the same old lady I had helped standing by her cart and SUV with her very frail husband. I offered to help, and there was like two bags and the bag of dog food I put on the lower part of the cart. I picked up the two bags and placed them in with the rest and then the dog food. The little old lady looked at me confused and said, "You don't work here, do you?" I said no, and she offered me $20 for the help. I denied, but if you've been offered money by someone of their generation, you know that they will get that money to you no matter what. By this time, my ex-wife was so irritated with me from holding her up from her precious beer that I was ready for a fight on the way home. After driving about a block away, I was ready for a fight. But she handed me $20 and said the woman forced her to take it. I was pleasantly surprised that I wasn't going to have to fight with her. I think the lady's attitude and maybe what she said to her calmed her down. I know this is a boring story, but thought it would be a good break from all of the horrible things I see on here. Edit, wow. Thanks for the award. I did not expect that for something so uneventful. Edit. I do have more stories, but that involves me talking people out of buying shitty computers in the Blue Shirt Nerd Brigade store. I'm a software engineer and have my comp tier A plus and other certs. If you want to hear them, let me know. Edit. Thanks for the awards, everyone. I really didn't expect one. I'm glad you all like my story. The next post from Kooky Respect 5925 is titled "Sure I'll Help You." My I don't work here story is the opposite of what would normally be posted, but it's kind of funny and sometimes you just have to switch things up. Also, I'm on mobile and this is going to be short. I was in the paints aisle at a major hobby craft store buying acrylic paints for my color theory course. I needed exact matches and was using the color guide the professor gave us. I needed about a dozen paints. Due to this, I ended up kneeling down on the floor, laying out a variety of paints next to the printout before making my final cut and putting them in a hand basket next to me. I had something like 30 paints of differing brands laid out in rows. This took some time. Note: I was in plain clothes and the employees wear an apron as their uniform over plain clothes. I can understand the mix-up. Some time goes by and a teenager comes up to me and asks where the watercolor pencils were. I'm familiar with the store and tell her it's just on the other side of the shelf I'm facing, towards the bottom. I almost wanted to say, I don't work here, but she had a list and I'm guessing she was a high school student. Besides, I knew where the pencils were and it didn't hurt me to tell her. Few minutes pass and she's now returned with 3 sketchbooks and presents them to me. I'm still on the floor, and asks me which one is best for watercolors. I tell her none of them will work because they're for sketching, so I get up and walk around the end of the aisle, grab a pad of watercolor paper similar in size and bring it back. She thanks me and hands me the 3 rejected sketchbooks, which I set on the floor next to me. I figured I would just put them away when I'm done putting the paints back. No big deal. Finally, I'm at the registers in line waiting to pay. The young lady I had helped ends up being in the line next to me, just a person ahead. She's putting her things on the counter when she glances around and recognizes me and smiles. She says, "Thanks for the help." And I nod and smile back, telling her it was no problem. I also at this point thought, okay, maybe she knew I didn't work here and just saw a friendly face to ask for a little help. When it's my turn at the counter, the girl is passing me with her bag of supplies and she stops and goes wide-eyed. She says, "Oh my God. You don't work here. Why did you help me?" I'm laughing at this point, telling her she's fine and I didn't mind. So she runs up and hugs me, saying she's so embarrassed, before running out of the store. This was pre-COVID times, so yeah, I accepted a hug from a sweet stranger who thought I worked there. It was a cute experience. I used to work a lot of retail when I was about her age and through college, and I guess it's my vibe or something. People are so ugly all the time out there in the world. It was just nice being nice to nice people. That doesn't happen often, unfortunately. Edit, for readability. Also, thanks for the awards. Today's last post from Mike Oxon Fayer is titled "You'll Have My Job." Okay, this should be interesting. Dot. On mobile, yada, yada. I am reminded of something that happened to a friend of mine maybe 1 or 2 years ago after reading another post on which a Karen threatened to have someone's job. I'll tell this story as it was told to me, in the first person. So, I'm out shopping for a few things: bread, milk, bin bags, etc. I remember that I need some ham, so I go to the cooked meats aisle and look for something tempting. As I'm searching for something nice, I hear a voice behind me saying, "Excuse me," in a not at all polite manner. I look over my shoulder and see the local Karen. I acknowledge her and take 2 steps to the side, but don't turn around. I feel a tap on my shoulder and the same non too polite voice saying, "Excuse me. I'm talking to you. Don't ignore me." I turn around and open my mouth to ask what she wants and why she's being rude, but before I can speak, she starts berating me for being a lazy member of staff and ignoring her. I say, "If you think I work here, you're wrong. I don't." And she says, "You're just being fucking lazy. I'll have your job." "Really?" I say, badly feigning surprise. "You'll have my job?" "Yes, I will," she says, with a strange mixture of superiority, righteousness and stupidity. "Okay, suit yourself. You can have it." I waved my hands around in strange shapes and announced, "You are now officially a member of staff." It is said that a picture can speak 1,000 words, but the look on her face at this point just said, "What the fuck, but I want you to get things for me." "I want," she starts. "Don't ask me. I'm a customer. You should ask a colleague, since you work here. In fact, you can help me with what I need." "What? But I don't work here," she gibbers. "Yes, you do. You said you'd have my job, and I gave it to you. Now fuck off, and leave me alone." She stomps off, but that wasn't the end of it. Another customer, who's clearly seen the interaction, stopped her halfway up the aisle, and said, loudly enough for me to hear, "Oh, finally someone who works here. Can you get that heavy thing off the top shelf? Oh, fuck off." She exploded, and walked, presumably, out the shop. Other customer, "You absolute legend.